Welcome to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast. This is Cash Wayne Campbell. Definitely excited. I actually had someone that contacted me from Spain. Actually, yesterday, she was saying that she's a new realtor, just got started, and she had some questions. So I basically answered the questions through the email. So I'm very happy about that. The listenership is not only here in the United States. I've had people also contact me from Nigeria. So we're pretty much getting out there. So this is the Real Estate Coaching Podcast. I have Chris here from Keller Williams Real Estate. definitely. How's everything, man?
Good. It's a beautiful day today. It's going to be hot.
Yeah. I see you wearing the shorts, man.
This is like my typical look.
Yeah.
My typical summertime look. A lot of people are kind of like, aren't you a real estate broker? Why aren't you wearing a suit? And I'm like,
no, that's the thing, man. That's the thing, because I think our generation will be like millennials, right?
Absolutely.
And I had to wake up the other day because my team, I was pushing to get, I usually push everyone to get to the office by 9 a.m. to meet me here. And then I'll get like a bunch of people. Then somebody said to me the other day, why don't you just do a training call instead of trying to push us to get to the office? Because, you know, young people now, you guys want to, you know, I'm young too. let me not go that route. But, you know, wear the shorts, get to the office, you know, on your own time.
Yep.
You're still going to close deals, but not do it the traditional way.
That's the important thing.
So even as brokerages and as team leaders, you know, we have to adapt to the trends.
Yep.
You know, some of my agents, they'll rather text me than call me. And I'm always the one calling. I like the conversation. You know, but it's just crazy, like, how the industry is changing, like, how you can come in just a little bit more formal.
Yeah.
I usually dress down now. I usually wear a suit, and people told me, stop wearing the suit. You don't have to impress us.
That's the thing. I feel like for certain situations, it's like, okay, you got to put on the suit. But for the most part, it's like, I walk around, and I'm like, I know the value that I have in my mind. I know the knowledge that I have. That's
yes.
the most important thing. The yes. suit's not going to close the deal. It's the person that's going to close.
Absolutely, because I seen this picture that was floating around with Bill Gates, right? And he was like at a hot dog stand or something waiting online. You saw that, right? He had on just regular sneakers, regular shirt, just waiting
thing.
In line.
That's the thing. You look at people like that. These are multi-billionaires. Are they always in suits? No.
Absolutely not. Because, you know, sometimes, and that brings us to a great point, man. A lot of the people that we are trying to impress, you know, really mean nothing if you were to put it from that perspective.
Absolutely.
and the people who really are significant to us, we don't have to impress.
And you shouldn't. I don't think you should. I think people should respect you for the value that you bring and not the way that you look.
Absolutely. You know, and sometimes people can get caught up in first impressions.
Yeah.
Because I could come in with slippers and a t-shirt, you know, and shorts, but by the time you have a conversation with me,
exactly,
you know, your perception of me might be this, but by the time you get out of my presence, it's going to be something totally different.
Yeah, I agree, but I wouldn't suggest I wouldn't suggest showing up looking like you just rolled out of bed, you haven't taken a shower, brush your teeth for the day, but I don't necessarily think it has to be a suit and tie all the time.
Definitely. I agree.
And I feel like it makes it special when you go into the suits.
I agree.
It's like, oh, this is different.
And you know what I learned too? I used to, when I first got started in the business, I used to door knock on short sales, right?
Yes.
And one of the things that got to me is they will not speak to me if I came in a suit and tie. That's why I started to realize.
Of course.
They will not speak to me if I come in a suit and tie.
I think you're trying to take advantage of them.
Yeah. But when I came dressed down, everyone would talk to me. But when I came in a suit and tie, it's like the paparazzi. They think I'm from the bank.
What's going on? Are you trying to take my stuff?
Yeah. So when I started doing it more, I would come dressed down, and it would get me a lot more results. What got you started in real estate?
It was actually my sister. She was the one that has been telling me for years, like, oh, you'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
And this was when I was, like, a lot younger. And I was like, I still want to do, like, all the nonsense that you do when you're young. And I was like, let me see what I actually want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got to a point where I ended up working. I was in retail. And I was like, this is nonsense. I was like, I'm wasting my time helping build somebody else's company. I was like, I might as well take whatever hard work that I'm going to put and put it into something that's going to benefit me and not somebody else.
Gotcha.
And that's what got me into real estate, and then I fell in love with it, like, immediately.
Got it. Okay, good, good. When you got started in real estate, what did you expect, and what were your expectations met?
To be honest, I don't think I really had any specific expectations. It was more of like, okay, I'm getting into something that I'm going to be able to generate money through mm-hmm. my efforts for mm-hmm. myself, not for somebody else. So I kind of came into it, and I was like, let's see what happens. I'm like, maybe I could suck. Maybe I won't suck. Maybe for 2 years I'll be like, hell no, this is not for me. I can't do it because it's 100% commission based, or not. I got into it, and it was tough in the beginning because I really had like no idea what the hell I was doing.
Gotcha. So, I mean, because the reason why I asked that question is because a lot of agents come into the business expecting to make millions of dollars their first year. You know, and that's like a preconceived notion that's out there.
I don't know why.
Yeah. You know what it is? I think people watch like Million Dollar Listing.
They do.
House Hunters. Is it House Hunters? Those shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
Property Brothers and all that.
Property Brothers. And they see it look so easy. Like, I could just show up. People just like the house. It's already staged.
Yeah. At some point, I was thinking, I was like, maybe because it's New York, it's not that easy. But then I've interacted with agents from like all across the country, and they're like, nope, no matter where you go, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Yeah, like, yeah.
It has to be somewhere else because
yeah,
that has to be easy somewhere.
Absolutely. I mean, that, and I think that's what happens a lot, where you know, people here in real estate, we make so much money, and they think that it's going to be so easy to make the money. But the reality is, it's going to be hard work. So did that happen for you? Were you expecting to make a lot of money in the first year?
From when I first started, even when I was in real estate school, they always set the expectation to not think that you're going to go crazy the first year and make millions of dollars. And I was like, all right, that's fine. But then when you get into it, you're like, oh, you could really only do like one or two deals for the year.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Like, how do you survive off this?
Absolutely, because people come in with that, and then when it doesn't happen, sometimes we lose them.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I think the rate that they say is like 88% of people quit within the first 2 years, something like that.
Yes,
that's crazy.
So I was just, when I first got started in real estate, I was just expecting not to make anything. Period. So if I made nothing
that's
or not, I already had. You can expect to make nothing.
So even if you do one deal, it's better than what you expected.
There you go. I think I did 6 deals first year.
It's nice.
6 deals.
And I feel like that's above average for what the average person does anyway.
Yeah, 6 deals. And one of them, I got lucky, and it was a rental. But it was a $3,000 rental.
That's a good one.
Definitely. I paid my MLS with that. I paid for my business card.
That pretty much covers all of that.
The broker was like, yeah, you know, they're about to cut off the entire brokerage's MLS.
Because
we
have to pay, so pay up.
Yeah, you know how they do it.
Yep.
Right? So what advice would you give someone wanting to pursue a career similar to yours?
Really just have the patience and have the resiliency. The patience, because nothing happens overnight, and a lot of the times, In a bunch of different fields, what a lot of people see is just one day, like, I never heard about this person, then the next day they're a superstar. And they don't realize, like, I've been doing this for like 10, 15 years before I got to this place where I'm a superstar. And I feel like that's the part that a lot of people forget or neglect. Even though it gets brought up so many times and everybody's success story, they always say, I've been doing this for so long. Mm-hmm. But I think that a lot of people always just forget, like, okay, whatever, I'm going to do it overnight. Take the time, work on your craft, and just be patient.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I want to just add to that a little bit. What people also have to understand is, when nothing is happening for you in the business, when you have no deals coming in, you should go to those MLS classes, you know, really take time to work on your craft. When you have no business coming in, that's the time you should take to really read those books and really start to learn the business. Because often I see people take off in the business because they make a phone call, they start to get lucky, now they're taking off in the business, but they don't know how to fill out listing paperwork.
Yep.
They don't know how to properly fill out an agency disclosure, a lead-based paint disclosure. right? So the time that you're having no success, you should take that time out to really learn the paperwork, the exclusive right to sell, you know, all the contracts and different things of that nature. Absolutely. So when things start to happen, you have the knowledge here, and it's only going to take you much higher.
Absolutely, and I experienced that from a lot of people. Like, a lot of people come to me, I'm like the resource. It's like, Chris, can you help me with this? Chris, can you help me with this? And I'm mm-hmm. like, focus on getting the business first, mm-hmm. then worry about this stuff, but also take the time to pay attention. But also, even going back to the trainings, just don't get caught up in the trainings. Because I see a lot of people that just do training,
that's
and they become
point.
Professional trainers. And I'm like, are you going to have a practice, or are you just going
to
train?
You just keep training and training and training. Like, and never get to the business.
Is it permanent trials? Do you ever make the team and start playing?
It's what they call a professional student.
Yeah, exactly. I see a lot of people do that. I'm like, are you afraid to do a deal?
Yeah. No, I had I have people that like will train with me, and I'm like, hit the phones. I'm like, well, I just want to just kind of.
I want to make sure.
Yeah, I want to make sure I know everything.
You're never gonna know everything, because you never know what somebody's gonna say.
Absolutely,
just do it.
Absolutely, 100%. All right, and what are the best resources that have helped you along the way that can possibly be good resources to someone else?
In terms of like people or just in general?
Just resources, like you know, maybe you've used Zillow, you know, Realtor.com, some, you know,
in the beginning,
or MLS, whatever, you know, is
in the beginning I explored with like doing that whole Zillow, mm-hmm. leads, and all that kind of stuff. And that's because even till this day, I'm not really a big phone person. Like, I don't like to do cold calling. I know that's mm-hmm. like the fastest way for people to really build business. But I've always focused on mainly my sphere of influence and my database. That was like my thing. So in the beginning, it was like, I'm starting, I was a little bit younger. So I was starting, and you know, the millennial people, a lot of them are renters. So for me, it was like, a lot of people want to do rentals, can't really survive off of people wanting to do rentals with crazy credentials that aren't mm-hmm. really, you know, something that people really want to take on. So I decided, okay, let me try out the Zillow thing. I did that for like my first year and a half. It really wasn't that great. I feel like it was a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really suggest people doing that too much. I feel like focusing on going after your own listings probably makes sense, and working your sphere of influence. That's what I always suggest to everybody, because all that other stuff, it sucks. Networking is important. Really, mm-hmm. just making sure you connect with, especially being somebody new, making sure you connect with like a top agent in the office. Learn from them.
Of course.
Work some of their business, because I'm pretty sure they'll be open to it. Because when I first started, I had people who were there, and they were like, hey, here, I'll throw you a lead. Here, I'll give you a situation. I'll give you a listing. And then from that, I was able to start building my business through those opportunities.
Absolutely. And you know, you do have brokerages where there is competition. Because I have agents that reach out to me all the time, you know, asking what should they do, because no one in their office wants to give them a lead. Because in some of these offices, you have agents that would hoard leads, where, you know, that's what I call it, hoarding leads, you know. But I feel like Chris is saying, definitely reach out to, you know, individuals in your office and try to get at least some kind of leads to build your business.
Or even not even necessarily in your office, because I've connected with other agents that aren't part of my office that still reach out to me for advice, for help with stuff. And, you know, you may not find it so often that people are going to be so welcoming, but realistically, I've actually been able to connect with a lot of people who are outside of my company who are still valuable resources, and you know, they don't mind to answer a question or come to me and feel like they're threatened to ask me a question. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there is some sort of camaraderie being built within the industry, especially for like the younger, like millennial agents.
Absolutely. All right, and who are three people who have been the most influential to you? I know you said your sister.
Yeah, that's
anybody?
One.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, I feel like there's just been a bunch of people. It's hard to say, because it's like at different stages of your career, people come in and they make an impact, and that's when it's like, I needed this right now. And then you mm-hmm. get to the next level, and you're like, I needed this right now.
Yeah, so it's really hard.
Like, it's a lot
so
of people.
So many people.
It's a lot of people. And I think I do a relatively good job at letting them know that they're appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to think. So I'm hoping that they would know.
Absolutely. And that's how it goes. I mean, I believe in destiny, and I feel that everyone comes into your life at a certain season to help you to get to the next level, and after a while, you don't need them anymore. It's not a bad thing. It's just that person came into your life to bring you to this level. You learn from them. Yep. Now they move on.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how I feel like life works. Everybody is supposed to come in and add some kind of value to you.
Add value, and not necessarily say when you move on and go to that next level that you forget about them. You're like, took what I got.
No. Sometimes, in a good way.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I've had so many mentors, even when I was in the entertainment industry, I've had so many mentors that, poured so much into me. But what happened is we grow apart.
Yeah.
But I still...
they still know it's love.
Yeah, I still come back around full circle. Like now, a lot of those people, I'm still connecting with them now that I'm doing real estate.
Yep.
So the reality is some people just come into your life, for you to be like, hey, I got the resource, now let me let you go. But just, you guys just grow apart.
But I wanted to stress that because I know a lot of people have this connotation behind the real estate agents where it's like, oh, everybody's so cutthroat and everybody's out for themselves. So I just wanted to let people know it's not always like, oh, I came, I took, and then I left.
And I left. Yeah.
You get nothing from it. It's there's people who are genuine that are actually doing this business.
Absolutely.
About the people who care about other people.
Absolutely. 100%. And I think we already did this, but what's one of the common myths about your industry you feel...
We touched on this a little bit with
people coming in and
thinking that they're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, we went over that one. Yeah.
But aside from that, just like I said, everybody thinks every real estate agent is out for themselves. Like everybody's a shyster. And it's they're not. There's some people that are good. Although it is a lot more rare than you'd want, but it's not everybody's bad.
Absolutely. And the people who are bad, they're coming in from other industries with that negativity.
And a lot of the time it's old school people.
Yeah.
Like that old school mentality.
Hey, what are you saying? No, you're right. They're coming in with a certain mentality from other professions. Anytime I've ever had to fire an agent is they're coming from somewhere, another brokerage where they bend the rules over there. So when they come over, they think it's the same type of thing, and that creates an issue with the culture here.
Absolutely.
So I feel I think they're coming from other industries or other places where they do that type of thing.
And they have to understand the reputation is everything in this business, especially if you're thinking long term. You can't come in and then start surrounding yourself with people who are doing things funny and then think that you're supposed to have a good reputation. People are supposed to want to work with you and give you, those opportunities to really take you to the next level.
100%. Last but not least, where can our online listeners find you? Where can they locate you?
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn. Everything is Chris, your realtor.
Chris, your realtor. All right.
If you Google Chris, your realtor, I'm pretty sure I should be the first person to pop up. I don't think anybody else has been able to take that away from me.
And that's another thing that I tell people, especially, the people who are trying to break into social media, is you have to trademark your name. And it's called social media trademarking.
Yep.
So if I go to a new platform, if I go to LinkedIn, I should be able to find you. If I go to... Try to keep the same name consistent on all platforms, and make the name professional, all right? Not Sexy Chocolate 223, all right?
Oh, man, when I see that, I'm like, oh, my God, I just saw you in my office. What is this? That's not what you told me yesterday.
Right? So try to make the name as professional as possible on these social media platforms because now... Customers are looking you up.
They will find
it. Yeah. So if you're drunk on a Saturday night,
they will find it.
They will find it, all right?
And they will judge.
And they will judge. Because think about it. I mean, this is a big purchase for someone, a home.
Yeah.
And you go on someone's page, you see the first post, they're passed out, You're passed
with
out.
With a drink in their hand.
With a drink in their hand. Is that the type of person... I'm not going to judge. Let me not judge. But
everybody's human. But
everybody's human. But we got to keep it professional, guys.
Yeah.
And I go on sometimes I go on some people's pages, and I can't believe that they do real estate.
Not just real estate. Like, I know professionals, attorneys, doctors, everything. And I'm like, oh, man, this is a different day and age.
Yeah, right? I get it. But you do want to keep your page transparent.
Absolutely.
Where the customer can feel like they can relate to you.
Absolutely.
Right? If you do go out to have a drink, you can let them know, hey, listen, look, I'm at Applebee's having a drink.
The neighborhood grill.
Yeah, the neighborhood grill. You know, keep it professional. You know, now if it becomes like 1 a.m. and someone is carrying you out of Applebee's, you know.
And somebody gets it on camera. Because
someone
gets,
gets it on camera.
Yeah.
Or you end up, and I've seen stuff like this go viral where people are at bars and they get into a fight. Now you're all over the news.
Yeah.
It's not good. It could be good publicity. But I don't think it's personally good publicity.
Not for this.
So even conduct as you're out,
yep,
you definitely want to be mindful, because
absolutely,
as realtors, we're public figures. So you want to be mindful of how you are doing things and how you are presenting yourself online. Even to get a job, they're checking your credit now.
Absolutely.
And different things like that, you know? Definitely. So you have anything else that you wanted to add, or?
Everybody, just be consistent in what you do. That's the most important thing. Be faithful to what you're doing. And if you believe in whatever you have to offer, stick with it and don't give up, because you can accomplish anything that you want. I know as cliche as it sounds, but you really can do whatever you put your mind to if you're really passionate about it and you're serious about it and you put the work in.
100%. 100%. Definitely. That's pretty much it for today. This is Cash Wayne Campbell, Chris.
We'll see you a realtor.
All right, and I'll definitely see you guys on the beaches of the world, and definitely at the bank. Enjoy.
Definitely at the bank.